Okay, mentioned to you, it is a World Radio Day. We're going to get into that a little bit here, and we're going to talk to Andrew Gladding, amongst others, who help in part the great radio station over at Hofstra University, WRHU, in Hempstead there, chief engineer for a couple of radio stations, including Hofstra. And we welcome Andrew to the airwaves here on this Friday morning, a very important day of celebratory nature, we should say. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, buddy?
How are you?
Well, I'm great, and I'm here in the studio with Rachel Lucher and Crystal Bermudez, who are our the hostess for this hour for the show. And we were just talking about how cool it is that our little 470-watt radio station can join a great, awesome, news outlet like Long Island News Radio.
Well, listen, it's great to have you. We've collaborated before on other events, and today's very special because, you know, we talked a little bit about it, Andrew, and I'd love for you to explain to the audience, and then we'll get into some of the participants and everything else. World Radio Day, what's it all about?
Well, I could let the my wonderful host here explain it to you.
Well, World Radio Day, we're really celebrating the diverse programming we have here at WRHU, and we're also welcoming so many stations across the country and across the world into our studios in Hempstead. So World Radio Day is very meaningful to us because we all have different stories of how we all ended up in radio. Crystal, what does it mean to you?
That's right, Rachel. I mean, celebrating World Radio Day today, and, you know, it should be something celebrated every day because when we really look at it, radio stations all across the world, all across the stations around, bring us news that normally we are not able to tune into on a regular basis. And so, you know, for me, World Radio Day means also celebrating community radio stations.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And Rachel, you know, when you think about it with today's events and everything else, terrestrial radio has always been going up against it. You know, there have been so many other outlets and everything else. You know, you talk about satellite in here. But terrestrial really is where it all began, and it's here to stay. You know, we talk about it all the time. And, you know, whatever you could throw at terrestrial radio will always come out on top because so many rely on radio, so many people. And especially, and I say this all the time, you know, during the last year and change here with this pandemic, I mean, how vital is it to you as far as how you feel the importance of radio in general from a terrestrial sense?
Well, Jay, to your point, radio is here to stay. And I think during the pandemic, local radio definitely kept a lot of people in touch as to what's going on. But what does local radio mean to you and how important is it for your station?
It's incredible because I feel at this point in time, it's about information. When people need information, and you know, we do our best to make sure it's accurate and everything else, which sometimes, you know, in the media, you know, that's always gotten kind of a rough call in some of the outlets. But what we try and do is deliver the information in a very judicious, very methodical type approach in the true sense of the word. And we want to make sure that we're getting it out there. Information, Crystal, I'm sure you would agree, is absolutely the key right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, especially with the pandemic, news was just flooding out crazy. I mean, when you looked at social media platforms like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, there was a lot being put out there. And so I think it's important to have radio station and news outlets in general to be able to fact check that for all for all the people, you know.
Rachel, give us an idea, a little background. How did you kind of get into the business? Tell the folks out there.
Oh, wow. It's really a long story, but my love for radio began with my love for sports. I loved hockey. I covered it on social media. I had a page that eventually peaked at 24,000 followers. And then I realized that I loved the thrill of reporting. I loved news. When I got to college, I got into news. And then it really just sparked from there. And it was a crazy journey since high school. And I still have so much to learn and so much to do, but I'm so blessed to be in connection with so many professionals who help me and inspire me every day. And Jay, I have to ask you, how did you get into radio? What sparked your passion?
I'll tell you, a long time ago, sitting next to my grandfather, who could never really tune into television, loved news because he had some eye issues. And, you know, he got me into talk radio way back in time. I tell the story all the time. It's really how I got into it, because I was fascinated by the rapport between caller and host. And he got me hooked on it. And I started to listen to different shows and everything else. And, you know, it's interesting because it's something I always had in the back of my mind. I wanted to kind of get into the business. And I did other things. And then I'd always come back to radio, because that was always really my deep down love. And when I pursued it in full and got into the business, you know, that's where I kind of found my, you know, my situation in life, so to speak, career wise. So, you know, everybody has, you know, their kind of twists and turns in the business. You had an issue. Chris, what about you? How'd you get rolling?
Well, Jay, for me, I was more interested in news growing up, just because I did grow up in a bilingual home. I speak Spanish. And for me, my mother tuned into the news a lot, always got her updates there, would always tell me, you know, right before you go out, like, this happened on the news, you shouldn't go out. And so, you know, news has always been very relevant to me. And I love talking. I love getting to know people. I love being able to share other people's stories. And so coming into Hofstra University, it really gave me that that reassurance as to why I want to do radio and broadcasting as well. I was able to reach out to Jessica Formoso, who is actually a Hofstra University alumni and currently works at Fox 5 News. And she told me, like, you know, you should definitely go into Hofstra, definitely join the radio station there. It'll get you started, and it'll teach you everything you need to know once you get into the real world.
And, Angela, I'll get back to you here for a second, because, you know, when you look at the celebration of World Radio Day, and it's what, the 10th anniversary? And, you know, you look at radio and how long it's been around, and as the world changes and as radio adapts to those changes, and, you know, there's so much technology out there now. But it really is, truly is, and, you know, we have so much documentation now. We say it all the time, that radio is really the go-to medium when you think about it, right? It's the go-to medium for all, regarding political season and everything else, but it really covers its own. It's the go-to medium of mobility, you know, accessible everywhere, accessible to everyone, and it'll always kind of remain on top with all of the things thrown at it, you know, all the nuances involved as far as technology. But radio has always, you know, it's taken its hits, but it's always going to remain number one. It really is.
I couldn't agree with you more, Jay. And the best part about radio is that it's there. You turn it on, it's over the air. You don't need to worry about an internet connection. And I think it's so cool.
Awesome.
Using, like,
same time,
our technology, that we are on two radio stations, two FM stations on Long Island, simulcasting at the same time, and doing this with your show. I mean, this is absolutely out of control, and we've got a whole day of this ahead of us. So, I mean, we're just
a lot of collaboration.
This is so, and we love the community. We love the fact that that JVC Broadcasting stepped up. They were our first partner to say, "Yeah, this is important, and we want to feature this." And it's, I think, as a, you know, as an administrator at WRHU, it's so important to get students psyched and excited about this format and this medium, because it's a lifetime of joy working in this business. I know for professionals, it could also be a lifetime of frustration. Right, Jay?
You know, it's really, it's great to hear, you know, two young folks who have gotten into the business, and you could feel the passion, feel the enthusiasm that Rachel and Crystal have, because, you know, we need more of it, you know? Andrew, we need more young people to get into this industry, because it's an industry, like I said, you know, it's never going to go away. There's plenty of room for growth. And it's good to hear and everything else. And Hofstra has been phenomenal as far as the breeding ground for young broadcasters in general. So hopefully that will continue. Rachel, give me a final thought on everything here. The day it means and everything else, and what it means to be part of Hofstra right now.
Well, everybody starts somewhere. And one thing I've noticed about radio, and one thing that we're actually celebrating today, is that professionals in radio come back to help the next ones in line. We have a staff of 250 students here at Radio Hofstra University, and we have incredible connections who are always there to inspire us and give us advice and to help us become professionals in the world after graduation. So today for World Radio Day, we're celebrating that gift we have and our gift of our voices to turn on a mic and speak to the world. And I'm sure you feel the same way.
Crystal, the day, of, as far as what it means, give me a final thought on everything here.
Well, for me, you know, on World Radio Day, like Rachel also mentioned, you know, the networking that we're able to create here and the people that we were able to connect to, like Andrew here had mentioned yesterday, actually on air, is like we have our own personal pen pal, someone to reach out to now. You know, many of us interviewed with a lot of alumni, and a lot of them were very welcoming, very open to speaking with us, talking to us about their careers, which I thought was such an amazing takeaway for us, you know, being able to speak with people who not only have experienced it firsthand, but are willing to come back and share those experiences. I think it's the most, rewarding feeling to have in the end.
Indeed, and we're going to celebrate with you, Rachel Usher, Crystal Bermudez, and Andrew Glenn. I can't thank you enough, guys. Great stuff. Loved it. And keep up the great work, okay? Stay in touch with us.
Awesome, and thanks so much for joining us. And it's just so awesome that we're able to take airwaves on 88.7 FM and 1039. So thank you so much for joining us on this Friday morning.
Thanks,
guys.